Greetings, friend, and welcome to the Between the Covers podcast, where we are working every day to remove the self-limiting beliefs that are preventing us from becoming the heroes of our own stories. I am Marcus Sparr, and before we get started here, I do just want to say, please forgive any noise in the background. Odin is in the room with me for this recording. He is an aggressive chewer, and he's got one of his more durable chews behind him, and apparently now is the time when he wants to start chewing on something. Today, I want to talk about something that is a very real and personal and recent experience. I went on a retreat with some other coaches, and we were doing some psychodrama work. And this was the second time that I've ever done this kind of work. I brought a very real story, something that I've been wrestling with for a while now. There were six other men in this Airbnb, and we were all going deep into our stories, into some of the negative beliefs that we were holding on to. And all of these men were incredible. They did an amazing job with holding space, showing compassion, and helping to ask really, really challenging and thought-provoking questions as we were just sharing about something that has become so normal for us that it's one of those things that we often need an outside perspective in order to help us unravel what is not normal and unhealthy. I try very hard not to use the term normal because, let's face it, normal is often described as what is acceptable from people who are privileged, who are cisgendered, white people in authority. Yet one of the things that I often talk with my clients about is their experiences are not normal. Something that fits in this so well has to do with this weekend retreat. Again, this was the second time I've done psychodrama work. And this was also the first time where I was given the opportunity to facilitate someone else's process. Now, one thing to be clear is when we were doing this kind of work, whoever was working through their process, they were the one who was in charge. The person who was facilitating would ask questions, would help to guide if the person in process was really struggling with what to do with this story or the feelings that they were experiencing. And that was the position that I was in. Before we go too deep in the story, I do want to shout out the individuals who helped me with my process in the psychodrama. Drew, Chris, Rich, Juan, James, and Roy. You guys were all incredible, and I just can't thank you enough for helping me work through that story. It finally came time for me to facilitate the process for one of the other men, and I was going into it unsure whether I could be a good facilitator, though my mentor definitely trusted me to help with the facilitation. This man going through his process, it was incredible. There was so much breakthrough that happened as he was going through the psychodrama. And it didn't go perfectly. And that's kind of the crux of this story, is it didn't go perfectly. There is a part of me that expects that I will be able to do everything perfectly the first time I ever do it. It is not a good part inside of me. In fact, it's something that creates a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache and frustration and headaches for me, because I always think I'm going to do better than I actually do. And because I fall less, or because I fall short of the expectations, therefore I did something wrong. So this process did not go as perfect as I had hoped that it would have. And I was honest with two of my mentors at this retreat that I was really struggling with some of the negative thoughts coming up within me that I had failed. That's the nefarious dynamic of individuals who struggle with a part that expects us to do things perfectly. If you fall even just slightly less than that perfection, then you have failed. There's no grade, there's no grayscale. It's either you do it perfectly or you fail. And that's what I was dealing with. And as I was opening up about this dynamic, this dissonance inside of me, where I was recognizing that the man in process did a great job and had some incredible breakthroughs, and I was also experiencing this trouble that I had failed somehow. The man who processed his story helped to put a different spin on what had happened during that experience. Briefly, here's what happened, and I'm not at liberty to tell the story of what this person went through. I am holding the confidentiality of what happened. What I can say is there were two points in the process where I had offered a suggestion, and what I had received was, that's not resonating with me. When that happened those two times, I was going into my improvising self and being like, okay, well then let's try a different route. Let's see what does resonate with you. And with those two instances, even though in the moment I was able to just roll with it and just continue the process going, deep down inside of me, I was believing that I was a failure because I had said something that just didn't resonate with what this individual needed in his process. That was my experience with it. The individual told me that the first time it was coming across more as me lecturing, like he was being lectured by a teacher. His normal response would be, especially in the emotional state that he was in, is that he would just become compliant. He would just nod his head, say yes, do whatever he needed to do in order to just keep things moving, even if it wasn't something that felt right. He had told me, I was comfortable telling you that that didn't resonate with me, instead of becoming compliant and shutting down, because I trusted you to listen and to hold the space that I needed. And then the second experience, as he was processing these negative beliefs and the negative thoughts that were just overwhelming him on this story, on this experience, I was following along with this sentence, trying to reframe what he was saying. And I got to the end and he said, you know what? That last word, that doesn't resonate with me. I'm like, okay, let's just go back into improvising. And what sounds like a better word? And he was able to come up with a much better word that made more sense to him than what I had said. Now, that was a good thing to help him with his process. That really helped wrap it up and put this nice tight bow on it. And in my head, I was thinking, I got it wrong. I failed. I messed up. And he was telling me, and this was a beautiful way to reframe it, that I led him 95% of the way there. That one word was the only thing that didn't resonate with him. And he wouldn't have been able to make the conclusion that he did if I didn't bring him that 95% of the way and then he made that final 5%. What I was interpreting as mistakes, what I was interpreting as failures, turned out there's a lot more going on below the surface than even I knew. Because what I had experienced as failures was in fact an individual trusting me and finding the answer that he needed in order to help reframe this experience. That's what I needed to hear in that moment. I really needed to hear that he appreciated, well, no, he was appreciative of my work. He let me know that he appreciated the work that I had done. And what I had to do was get out of my own head and recognize that, no, this wasn't a failure by any means. By even a stretch of the imagination, this was not a failure. This was the process that needed to happen. And that made it a success. I feel this is important to talk about because how many times do we take some kind of error or mistake, lapse of judgment, when something just doesn't go right according to our own expectations? When that happens, how often do we just associate that with, well, I totally messed up. I should have done better. And then we start shooting all over ourselves. I should have done better. I should have known better. I should be better at this. This is something I often have to remind myself of a lot, is that this is all a part of the process. It is necessary for us to learn from these mistakes instead of just shutting down and believing that we're not good enough. What if we were to take these, quote, failures, unquote, and reframe them as learning opportunities? And that sounds so cliche, because to a certain degree it is. It definitely is a cliche. It's something I hear all the time. What if we were to take it a step further? What if, instead of viewing it as a learning opportunity, what if we viewed it as, this is a part of the process. This is a step in the right direction of how I get better. It's unfortunate for this day and age that it almost seems like perfection is ingrained in our culture. There are, especially with social media, there's this incredible trend of cancel culture that happens everywhere. I have seen individuals who have had to ride a horrible current because of a mistake or a series of mistakes that they made. And because of that, they have no good qualities of their character at all. There was, again, a lapse in judgment. We don't always make the best decisions, especially if we're in a point where we're feeling burnt out. That has instilled in myself and maybe even in you, but in a lot of people, this belief that I have to do it perfectly. I can't make a mistake. Because if I do, this terrible thing is going to happen. Fill in the blank on what the terrible thing is. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my marriage. I'm going to lose this friendship, this relationship. I am going to become hospitalized. I will lose out on this investment. I am going to be in the poorhouse. Whatever, just fill in the blank on what you believe is going to happen if you don't do things perfectly. And that isn't to say that there won't be some consequences for making some of these mistakes. Yet at the same time, very rarely does it ever turn out as bad as we expect. I was talking with my advisor for my business one time, and he was sharing with me about how he had lost, I think, more than one business. And that's not ideal. That's not something that we want to go through. And yet he was still able to bounce back. He and his wife were able to get different jobs. They were able to put in the effort to become stable again. And I also want to recognize, again, that this is coming from someone who is a white middle-class man sharing this story. There are individuals where the system just is not working for them. It's actually working against them. And that's heartbreaking. I wish that wasn't the case. And I also know people who have been downtrodden, who the system has worked against them instead of for them. And they have been able to get out of whatever was the most dire situation that they were in at that time. This is something I need to remind myself of. I am more capable than I give myself credit for. I remind my clients of this quite often. What if we were able to take a look at our failures, again, quote unquote failures? And what if that's exactly what needed to happen? What if what we are defining as failures are actually helping someone else get where they need to be? In the example of my story, what if the failures that you are working through, what if that is helping you to develop perseverance and determination? What if this is just a part of the process? I can complain. I can get in my own head. I can mix things up into such a concoction of self-doubt and disbelief that I will paralyze myself and make it impossible for me to see the silver lining in whatever the situation happens to be. I could have done that in this situation. I could have just looked at it as, well, I messed up and this just must be something that I'm not good at, so I'm not going to pursue it anymore. I guess my mentor just put his faith in the wrong person. And what if? What if this is just how the process is going to be? The complaining isn't going to help. It doesn't make things any better. Getting stuck in your own head doesn't help. It doesn't make things get any better. I know from personal experience, it doesn't make things better. In fact, we can get into a cycle of rumination where we just replay the scenario over and over and over again, trying to figure out if there could have been a better outcome, and what if what happened was the absolute best outcome? What if there wasn't any way for it to have gone better? What if, as we're doing this work of improving ourselves, we expect to get some bruises along the way? What if we expect that the door that we're trying to go through isn't actually going to open like we want it to? What if some of these lessons are just best learned through the school of hard knocks? What if, for us to grow and become better, it requires us to put ourselves out there to make these mistakes? What if, to change the work environment, we have to speak up about the injustices being done? Are those in power and authority going to like that? Absolutely not. Yet at the same time, we still need to use our voice. We still need to stand up for ourselves. We still grow, even when things don't turn out the way that we expect them to. Because you are much more resilient than you give yourself credit for. You are much more capable than you give yourself credit for. The man who was in this process with me, that I was facilitating, he saw more value in what I was doing than I saw in myself, because all I could see was, I made these mistakes. I messed up. And yet he was able instead to say, no, those were not mistakes. Those were opportunities for me to speak up in order to make things better than they could have been. I was not inside this guy's head. I couldn't read his mind. I only had the story that he gave me. How could I know that he would become compliant if something felt lecturing? I didn't know that. I do now. This is especially important for many of the people that I work with, where I'm helping them to overcome their maladaptive coping mechanisms. These are individuals who will turn to pornography, individuals who will turn to food, who turn to some other kind of substance, or maybe it's even something more just like working. And whatever it is, there is this issue in their life that is preventing them from finding the wholeness in their lived experience. And I'm trying to help them to unravel where this came from and why it's hard for them to get rid of it. And for many of these people, they will reach out to me or they will show up to a call and say, yeah, this week didn't go well. This week didn't go well because I went back into my maladaptive coping mechanisms. And because it happened one time over a 7 or 14 day period, they failed. I follow a very different view in that these are not failures. there is something that we have to learn from them. So what if we were to instead look at these experiences as opportunities for us to grow? Because there's still something that we're missing. There is something that's not adding up. There is something that is still not being addressed. In my experience, it is still this part within me that wants and expects me to do things perfectly. And I can't do things perfectly. As hard as I try, I just can't. And that's not a flaw within me. That's just being human. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be emotionally drained. I'm going to be distracted. I'm going to choose to do things that go against what I know I should be doing because there's something I would much rather be doing over here instead. I will check out. I will dissociate. I will give in to my fears. And I will allow myself to become complacent or even just shut down because of my fears. And whenever that happens, that's not a failure on my part. That is instead a light shining into my soul, into my experience, and telling me there is something here that needs to be addressed. It is an opportunity for me to learn and grow. So let's continue to grow as we learn from these foibles, these mistakes, these failures that we experience. Because they are not failing, and you're not a failure because of these mistakes. There is something within you that still needs to be addressed. And if you're in a position like I am, where you are helping others, maybe what you're interpreting as a failure is actually guiding someone exactly where they need to go. Continue to grow, continue to learn, and continue to step into the hero of your story. Because no one else can be the hero of your story. That's for you. And remember that as we're doing this, we are going to get bruised. We're going to trip. We're going to fall. And what is the most important aspect of this, and this ties into what I shared last week when I was talking about Rocky Balboa, is what is important is that we continue to get up. We continue to dust ourselves off and we continue to walk forward, because the only time that we truly fail is when we truly give up. And until next time, live strong for today.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in working with me, there is a link to my website in the show notes and also a link just to schedule a free 50-minute one-on-one call with me. Let's get the conversation started. Also, please rate and review this podcast so more people are able to find it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.